This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Popular talk show host Nico House makes a really good observation here I want to play before we go to your phone calls. And that's that you don't have to listen to Alex Jones. Yeah, I mean, I pay attention. I'm smart. I got some smart guests on. But if you just look around you, you don't need me to tell you it's in a policy report they want to ban your gas stoves. They're doing it. You don't need me to tell you they're shipping illegal aliens in. Look around you. You don't need me to tell you they're trying to bring back the COVID crap. Look around you. But the system ridicules those of us that tell the truth, hoping we just don't want to be ridiculed, so we'll shut up. No, I'm not shutting up. I'm really blown away, though, that the corruption is so insane and the people follow orders so much that they would do the things they did in Maui. I'm going to cover next hour after calls. And in front of everyone, and even mainstream media admits it, and then there's no talk of arresting in these people. I mean, they just murdered a bunch of people. It's manslaughter if they're just negligent. But let me tell you something. It'd be like somebody never played golf before on a 200-yard drive from the tee, hitting the ball perfectly into the damn hole, a hole in one. It doesn't happen. This level of incompetence was perfectly delivered. Perfectly delivered. Everything was done just right to do this. I mean, just alone having the police barricade the one road out when the fire is coming from the other direction and there's no fire in the direction they're trying to go, and the fire's coming up behind them, and you sit there while they die, and then the police drive off and leave them, and some people escape. The people couldn't get out till the cops, oh, that's the other part, till the cops finally ran themselves. How do they sleep at night? How have we produced such trash? Remember him doing the hand sanitizer for 76 minutes and standing around? Because the chief of the police in Uvalde, of the school police, just ordered them to. Pow, pow, people begging for their lives, people on 911, he's coming into our room, he's going to kill us, please help us, please, please, for over an hour. And finally, a couple feds, not lionizing them, that's just who did it, federal marshal and some border patrol got there and ran in and killed the son of a bitch. I mean, it's just crazy. I know one of the guys that did it. And it's just over the top, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely over the top. Here, let's go to this clip. We'll come back with your phone calls. Here's Nico House.
So Alex Jones came out with a video saying that TSA whistleblowers contacted him and told him that they will be bringing back masks and vaccine mandates to airports by October. Now, I know some of you are going to want to say, what? That's Alex Jones. Why are you even reporting this? That man is crazy. That doesn't even sound reasonable. No mainstream media has reported this. Oh, except for there's a few things you should consider. Like the fact that TSA and the federal government never wanted to lift the mask mandates to begin with. They only did so because the courts forced them to.
Or the fact that businesses and colleges all over the country have started bringing back both masks and vaccine mandates. Or you can consider the fact that the news has been inundating us with COVID, after cases increase, after mask mandates, after why we should bring back this, after we're preparing a new booster shot, that. As if they are preparing us to get ready for a new set of lockdowns and mandates. You know what I also find interesting? The fact that all this COVID-19 fear-mongering is arriving right in time for another election. Fancy that! Not to mention, like Jimmy Dore says here, masking is actually harmful, and the science does not actually support bringing back masks, even if COVID-19 were to have another outbreak. Are you going to call out Joe's crazy again, or are we just going to look at all the evidence around us and think for yourselves?
studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The truth the elite don't want you to hear. It's Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, taking your phone calls, interspersed with critical news and information. Here's the headlines coming up. 14 American cities plan to ban meat, dairy, and private vehicles. That's right. Also, hold your beer. Biden regime considering strict new booze guidelines to pressure Americans to limit alcohol consumption. The UK's already started it. That's the social credit score, to make you scan a QR code tied to a database to buy tobacco or alcohol. And then that's really their toehold for everything. And Bill Gates is running it with the UN. It's all confirmed. It's all real. It's all happening. We need to say absolutely no to all of this. All right, let's take your phone calls. Let's talk to folks in Illinois first. Rob, thanks for calling.
How are you, Alex?
I'm a little, my voice is a little stressed, but other than that, I'm you know, watching the world go to hell in a handbasket, but at least people are fighting back some. How are you?
I'm doing all right. All right, so I want to start by quoting the Declaration of Independence, the second paragraph. Let me find it real quick, and so here's what it says, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, which isn't the case anymore, might I add, because it's more of an entity that looks over our head, and I'll get into that in a second, deriving from their just powers, from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on. And here's the issue today, Alex, is until we can do that and truly replace these evil powers that be, what we have to do is we need to get through people that are my age, get through to people that this is important, that to be in a functioning democracy, it is vital that people cast educated votes and become informed on all of this. But the issue is that most people go through their very foggy days of distraction. They don't think it's an important thing. So they're essentially just falling in line, allowing they're ignorant to the fact that it is even a possibility that their rights are being stripped away. So what I'm saying is we need to get through to the young generation, the 21-year-olds. I'm 21, but I choose to be informed because I think...
Well, Rob, that's wonderful. Let me just say something here to you. What you're getting at is dead on. But let me state something here. There have been billions and billions of dollars put into the Heritage Foundation that does a lot of good work, and other libertarian conservative think tanks. But their main message is leave corporations alone. Government's the problem. Well, corporations together now are bigger than all the governments and all the bureaucracies combined. BlackRock is in better financial shape than the U.S. government. BlackRock has $15 trillion in just liquid cash laying around and quadrillions in leverage. And they're creating the ESG, global social credit score for corporations, that they then implement and make us follow on record out of Larry Fink's mouth. So what I need libertarians and people to understand is the idea, I believe, a libertarian mindset, do no harm, let people live their lives the way they want to, is overall a good thing. But we have to understand that we need nationalist populism to express the will of the people so we have an identity against this whole globalist leftist rainbow corporate transhumanist movement
that's been developed by the intelligence agencies and the Carnegie and Rockefeller Endowment at the behest of the big corporations and private central banks. And then you said something that was wrong, and I get it. RFK Jr. does it. I understand that in modern parlance and in modern nomenclature, it means rule the people, freedom of people. But we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic that has a limited democracy. And the reason that's important is our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence doesn't give us rights. It simply points out rights that we agree we have that are above the government. And it makes us the sovereign, not King George, not King Charles, not Barack Obama, not George Soros. Now, in a pure democracy, if 51% vote to take boys at age 5 and cut their penises off, because boys are bad, men are bad, in their view, it will happen. If 51% say bring back Aztec sacrifices, it will happen and we put up with it. In a republic, you don't have the right to do that. A constitutional republic, and the minority rights are protected as well as the majority. Now, instead, and I meant to play it last week. Guys, get me the Vivek Ramaswamy clip where he's outside, talks to a transgender reporter, and he explains to them, we live in a tyranny of the minority. But that is what it is. It's the global elites with their, quote, the way they checkmate majority rule, it all gets complex, is Hegelian dialectic, is they claim they represent the minorities. So now we have to teach everybody homosexuality and pedophilia and have no parental rights because we've got to protect these children by chopping them up. So it's why the environmental movement says, oh, we got to take your rights for the birds and bees and the puppy dogs. But really, it's about giving the globalist rights to checkmate and take your rights away. So it's very complex. It goes into one-party rule, two-party rule versus parliamentary systems. And it takes major research and understanding to grasp it. But once you grasp it, there's no going back to we have the best system in the world. But you're dead on when you say they have superseded those by bureaucracy and by the corporate oligarchy that now controls most of the government officials and are absorbing the final powers from the government and from the people to themselves with a technocracy, social credit score, ESG, social control grid that is almost in place. And we've got to stop the central bank digital currency, social credit score, carbon tax program.
And is it because there's a trade-off between the corporations and the government where the government essentially, they operate through the morals of the corporation, and so it's the government essentially doesn't have, like corporations aren't obliged to work for the best interests of the people.
So, sir, what it is it's a corporate infiltration of local, state, federal, international government, and then the evolution and transference of the powers from the people and their countries and their cultures to the UN, to the IMF, to the World Bank, to the Bank of International Settlements. It is a global corporate coup, global government with the UN over your health care, but the policies written by Bill Gates. Thank you so much for the call. Amazing points. We're going to go out to break with this Vivek Ramaswamy clip that I meant to get to that was powerful. Then we'll go to break and come right back with your phone calls. Please stay with us.
I was just wondering, what were your opinions on the LGBT community?
Well, I don't think it's one community.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how could it be? You just mash together an alphabet soup. Trans is fundamentally in tension with gay, if you ask me. But what's your opinion?
Personally, I'm pansexual, so I was okay. Just wondering what your views on same-sex couples were.
I don't have a negative view of same-sex couples, but I do have a negative view of a tyranny of the minority. So I think that in the name of protecting against the tyranny of the majority, and there are times in this country's history where we have had a tyranny of the majority, we have now, in the name of protecting against tyranny of the majority, created a new tyranny of the minority. And I think that that's wrong. I don't think that somebody who's religious should be forced to officiate a wedding that they disagree with. I don't think somebody who is a woman who's worked really hard for her achievements should be forced to compete against a biological man in a swim competition. I don't think that somebody who's a woman that respects her bodily autonomy and dignity should be forced to change clothes in a locker room with a man. That's not freedom, that's oppression. And so I believe that we live in a country where free adults should be free to dress how they want, behave how they want, and that's fine. But You don't oppress, you don't become oppressive by foisting that on others. And that especially includes kids, because kids aren't the same as adults. And so I think adults are free to make whatever choices they want. But do not foist that ideology onto children before children are in a position as adults to make decisions for themselves. And so I think a lot of the frustration in the country, and if I'm being really honest, that I also share, comes from that new culture of oppression where saying those things can actually get somebody punished. And in my case, part of why it's my responsibility to say them, and I respect that you may have a different opinion, and that's okay. Part of what makes our country great is that you and I can be civil and have this conversation, and that we live in a country that still gives us, each of us, the right to speak to a presidential candidate and back, and still say that we pledge allegiance to the same nation. So I think that's the beauty of our country, and that's my honest opinion.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your civility as well. I appreciate it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And now, the man who won't be silenced. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Look, we're in a lot of trouble. If you studied history, you'll see periods of time where hundreds of years go by and there's a nice kingdom and a nice leadership and there's prosperity and the government's fair and stays small. And then they get a crazy leader and they just start doing horrible things. And pretty soon, they're just murdering and slaughtering innocent people everywhere. And then over time, a few more generations, that country, that empire will collapse. Because there are a lot of really crazy, evil people out there. But there's even more people that will follow orders as long as they believe it's the establishment. America was always about bucking the king, bucking the orders of people that were wrong. I mean, can you imagine in these jurisdictions where the police chief says don't go in the school in 30 minutes, an hour, 76 minutes, like Uvalde, 2 hours goes by, and other departments are like, we'd never do that. And you see other departments where some shooter's in a liquor store or grocery store, or I see the footage all the time of some crazy woman shooting people in the street for no reason, and the cop perfectly hits her with a car right in the leg just to knock it out of her hand. I mean, most of the police charge in, but when they have bad leadership and they're told to stand down, you get what just happened in Maui. And you don't need evil cops on the bottom for evil to run things if the cops follow orders. So America's not about following illegal, unlawful orders. Now, the crew found the footage. This woman's running around shooting a gun at people. Boom. Hits her perfectly just in the leg. Doesn't kill her. And they get the firearm away. Imagine having that job. That was out in Los Angeles. I mean, just it's happening every few minutes, this type of just lunatic behavior. And I'm sorry, some woman's walking around black, white. I don't care who you are. I guess that's why I'm not a cop. You're shooting guns, people in the public, I'm going to shoot you. But see, they're politically correct there. Oh, they shoot a black woman. You know, they're bad. It's I don't care what color she is. She's running around randomly shooting at cars driving by. I'm not going to risk my life to drive into her leg with a cruiser. I'd shoot her. But I guess I'd get charged by Soros DA and spend 20 years in prison. But I'm digressing and I want to go to your calls. What I'm getting at here is it's not just the police that shouldn't follow unlawful orders. It's all of us. The Germans were very moral, hardworking, per capita the smartest people in the world, historians said at the time, before World War II. The most inventions, the hardest working, but Germans are known for one thing, aren't they? Following orders, following rules. But if there's not a rule, then the Germans will do whatever they want. But what happens when you have bad rulers over you? And now you'll do whatever the Führer says. This government is completely overrun, total corruption everywhere. We have cancer. And I know I've said this. I'm going to go back to your calls. I said I take a lot of calls. I just spent 8 minutes with the last caller. So I'm going to give each caller about 2 minutes. I want to hear from you all. And we'll skip the next network break coming up. Not this one, but the next one, so we get more time here. Because I really got to do a deep dive on Maui. I probably should have just covered Maui up front because I'm so upset by this. I mean, folks, this is so open and shut and so evil that they thought they wouldn't get in trouble for this. Just the barricading people on the one road out when there's no fire there and the fire is rushing towards them and the police finally flee as they watch the cars and the families they kept from getting out die. Burn up. I mean, I've spent a lot of time researching this, folks, and even the Associated Press says exactly what I say. This has me shook up. I mean, I'm really shook up right now because We know people get killed all the time. Governments do bad things. But America, Hawaii, the police follow orders. And that's just one thing they did. I said I'd do your calls. I said I'd go to Hawaii. But maybe we should just have reporters cover from there, because I think I'd probably get arrested. Because, man, some cop walks over to me in the middle of that area while they're covering up what they did and starts telling me not to film. I mean, I can just tell you at a fundamental level, this is a real line in the sand for me. And I take it very personal what they did. It's not like they were the Branch Davidians that shot back at the ATF, and they were innocent and didn't deserve to die. But at least there was some reason the feds murdered them. Some excuse. These people didn't do anything except powerful people wanted their land, and then the cops and the bureaucracy sat there. And I'm not going to blame the people of Maui, but this is what I meant to say, and I'm going to say it now, and then I promise I'll go to your calls. But I do blame, to a certain extent, and I don't say this to be holier than thou, and I don't say this to criticize. I'm saying, if I lived in a town like that, and I saw for the last 5 years after BlackRock bought the power company, and they still did all the tax money and everything, them cut any research of arcing that was being, they have sensors that report massive arcing all the time, fires getting caught all the time, they wouldn't repair them, they wouldn't update them, they wouldn't put rubber containers on them, they wouldn't put up shielding, they just kept all the money and didn't fix the infrastructure, just like Enron did for a decade in California, remember that? And then they cut the water off and wouldn't let them have it. And then they let the electricity on. And then they didn't put on the alarms. And then they blocked the people inside to die when there's an open road and no fire completely right there. You can see. We'll play the video next hour. And all the eyewitnesses that broke the blockade. And then you finally see the police when the fire's right there. They cut and leave. You're a cop watching fire 60, 70 yards away. You're looking at a Safeway on fire, and you're 60 yards away with backed up traffic blocking the only road out. You work there. You live there. You know it's the only main street out. And you sit there and follow the orders. What is wrong with you? You're the problem. People like that. But I don't just blame the police for following orders. In California is the only other state I know of doing this, where they won't cut the brush in areas they decide around the power lines. They call it rewilding. Notice it's in the poor areas where the rich people are moving. So as soon as a rich neighborhood gets up close to you, or a development they want, or a golf course, what happens? They don't trim the trees in your area, and you burn down. That's how California operates. That's because it's the same scum. All right, I'm going to stop now. We'll back in 3 minutes. Bam, bam, bam. One to every single one of you. And I'll go some into the next hour with calls. It'll take me 45 minutes to get to all the Maui news. So I'll go to 20 after with your calls next hour. That gives us close to an hour. And then I'll cover the Maui news and so much more. But, man, again, the fact that they did it in front of everybody and they think we're so stupid, they can't see what we did. So I'm going to say this about the folks in Lahaina or anywhere else. Use Lahaina as an example. You can't count on the government to do things like trim trees around power lines. And that's a weapon in your backyard when high winds and it's dry. So everybody out there better take this as an example. Are they not cutting the power lines around you? I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale, because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and 5 Mineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, thanks for calling in. I really want to hear from you. We're supposed to get upset about this stuff. If we don't, we're going to get completely enslaved. Let's go to Connecticut. Let's talk to George. Let's talk about going after BlackRock and the corporate criminals who are not updating infrastructure anywhere for the average people, folks, selectively, knowing damn well what they're doing. But to make sure somebody went in and hacked the power lines with hatchets so they'd fall over. Oh, yeah, it's bad. We're going to show you the footage of the people that did buck it and did drive around the police and survived. The footage coming out is devastating. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, go ahead.
Alex, you're in my prayers. I wanted to make I had a couple main points on BlackRock, but before I wanted to go into that, I wanted to make some points on something you said. I think we should realize that the corporate system is basically like a Gordian knot, and we are the Alexanders that's got to take that sword out and slice it to pieces. And how we do that is that the corporate system was based on, from the very ancient beginning, from they had to be a benefit to the crown and the people. This was information, and we find, go back to those laws, I think we can cut the Gordian knot by saying, look, you've broken the contract, you lose your licenses, you lose your patents, you lose your copyrights, and to the bureaucracy that's also part of this network. Now we say if you don't adhere to your constitutional oaths, then you lose your pensions and you lose your protection.
And by the way, George, you just nailed it. Going back to the Black Nobility in Italy when it was city states, they had the first. The Chinese had them too. Modern contracts, and to get them stamped, you had to have the local nobility and usually a council of the people stamp it. Ancient Greece had this in some of its city-states as well. Then, as you know, in France and then in England with the British East India Company, then you had letters of mark. You're absolutely right. When these corporations or governments become destructive of the people, Declaration of Independence, they're null and void. They busted up in the 90s Microsoft for doing one millionth what Gates has done now. He just went and bought off the regulators and moved into medicine to run our lives. You're absolutely right. But for people that don't know the story of the Gordian knot, and I just vaguely remember it, tell us that story.
The story is basically there was a legend, or it was that all Asia knew that if you came to I forgot the name of the exact town, but maybe it was Gordio or something like that, and they had a holy temple there with a huge knot that was so intricate nobody could untangle it. The legend was that the first person that could untangle this knot, they would conquer Asia and the whole world. And that's what Alexander came to. He looked at the Gordian knot, he pulled out his sword and sliced it to pieces and took it apart.
That's right, and that's what we have to do. We have to abolish the FBI. We have to abolish the EPA and FDA and create new agencies. We have to abolish the corporate credit rating of BlackRock, who's maneuvering the U.S. to lose our ratings. We're being maneuvered into destruction while they consolidate power and invest in China. It's us or them. They're literally on television saying, we're going to run your life. No, you're not.
Okay, on BlackRock, the issues that they were actually called in on originally, we should use this great arrogant thing that they did and bring left to right together. Remember, we had Occupy Wall Street was a leftist thing. Well, here we are. BlackRock is the biggest, the baddest thing that both left and right could come together for. Antitrust. They should be forced to be under antitrust, broken up into a million billion pieces. Then RICO should be hit on them for all their illegal activities, because they're not just with this with Lahaina. They're also with all the medical.
Well, let's expand on that. If you watch the movie about the Deepwater Horizon that's off the court transcripts with Mark Wahlberg and Kurt Russell, it's incredibly accurate. Because I remember following the trial at the time, having guests on about it. Like Greg Palast, they literally go to their engineers and they say, we're spending $30 million a day drilling these deepest wells ever. We've just decided we're not going to dump concrete into the hole anymore in these 30,000-foot deep wells. And they said, sir, it will blow up in the transcripts, because they made transcripts of these. If you do that, it will blow up. And they said, well, we're a $43 million company today. By not doing this, we'll be $48 million by next week. So the orders came from London, you will not dump concrete on top of it. And they followed the orders, and it blew up 2 days later. So it's the same thing. BlackRock is not trimming the trees anywhere they own the damn power lines so they get record profits. I mean, these people are crazy.
Okay, and since they own the pharmaceuticals too, I think that is premeditated, showing premeditated murder as well as premeditated things for exterminating the populace they're supposed to be representing. They should also be brought under Nuremberg as well. So RICO, antitrust, and Nuremberg, they should be done. And we should start a chant that basically says that they are not. When we think about Trump, we should always yell to these stupid, mindless people, it isn't about Trump. It's about coming through Trump after us, all of us, left and right, in middle
whatever. If we don't help Trump, they're coming for us next.
I totally agree. And instead, these arrogant people are barreling straight ahead, saying, oh, we'll just declare our opposition terrorist and start a civil war. It's a bunch of billionaires disconnected from reality, thinking no matter how bad the crisis gets, they can just manage it again. And that is not the case. Worst oil spill in world history, and BP ordered them to do mathematically what they knew would explode. And they followed the orders again.
And what
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, it's just it's crazy.
I just wanted to lastly say, what do you think if we could get some of the constitutional lawyers you've had on and others in a group to basically go after them for their antitrust, their RICO and Nuremberg, as well as their corporate breaking?
Listen. There's no silver bullet, but beating the drum that they're criminals, criminal referrals on Fauci. Nobody knew what BlackRock was 20 years ago. Now most people know. So absolutely. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Great call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, Kathy.
Good afternoon. God bless you and everyone out there. And to the Hawaiian Islands, Maui, God bless you. God is very angry. I am very angry. I think this is day 17. I am still shaking. I'm grieving for all you, your souls. Where are the bodies that can't even have a decent burial? People should be outraged, sharing these stories all over the world. God is not going to let these bastards get away with this, and you're going to get trillions to rebuild your island. And
Look, here's the deal. I care about Lahaina and all the dead children. It's terrible, but it's the globalists that ran this operation as some type of test, and now they blocked it off, and they're trying to cover it up, and because they control the Justice Department and FEMA, they're getting away with it right now. So all I'm saying is they're covering up a crime scene. They're caught red-handed. It's insane, and what do we do about it?
You're going to have a special on it. I wanted to get to two other points, if I may. I want to address PTSD if people are suffering. I think I'm going through it right now, thinking of the mask coming back and stuff. I can't take it. When I go out in public, my neighborhoods, they're walking their dogs with masks on. I just can't take it again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I wish I could go to, an island right now. Go out
drive around, bullhorn them. Exactly. Just don't let them shut you down. Resist. Don't let it overwhelm you. Resist it and spread the word.
Anyway, I'd like to know how many other people are...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Breathe. read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And it's just insane, you know, like, but like you said, this is all a globalist plan to, you know, deteriorate the cities. I just want to thank you for your service, you know, for all these years of waking people up. And I just, you know, want to reiterate the points that, you know, patriots, we got to hold the line, you know, this is a God plan. This is God's on our side, and, you know, you're a direct line to that, you know, you're on that Christ.
Well, we're all connected to God one way or another, but I'm trying to be connected to God. I just know that everything they do is designed to destroy society. I mean, they want to sterilize our children. They're doing it. So great point, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Kim in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kim.
I've had six major head injuries, so I'm going to read what I'd like to say. First, I apologize to Alex for saying supercalifragilistic was from Chitty Chitty Bang Frank Bang with Pedo Peter. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Second, the important part, with Hawaii and the bioweapons jab, I say no more. No more masks, no more shots in people, pets, or livestock. Food businesses and power plants need to be protected with cameras and guns. All towns need to band together and act like the Amish and rebuild the food processing buildings, homes, as it is up to us, we the people. Towns need to make sure your trees and shrubs are cut back to a safe distance from power lines. My town fails on that. This must be done for the murdered children, or they will murder them all. Semper Fi, and I love you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Icarus in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, you're always over the horizon with your predictions and what you talk about in your show, and kind of slipped through the news this week about how you talked about India landing on the south pole of the moon. They are just cruising their rover this morning, and they landed on the 23rd at 8:33 a.m. Eastern time. Their lander is called Valor, or Vikram in their language, and the rover is called Wisdom. And I remember you talking about that and other moon stuff. And then at the same time, China.
I know. I said 15 years ago the Indians are going to be given the moon mission, told where the water is at, so they will discover the water. They would crash a probe 10 years ago on the moon, find the water, and they would land right where the water was found by secret NASA missions, according to Buzz Aldrin. And I'm on record saying that because I talked to Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, and guess what they're looking for? They're openly looking for water, and it's like a checkerboard lander. There's pictures of it.
Yeah, no, and they already know right where it is. And that's why everybody says we didn't go to the moon. No, ladies and gentlemen, they gave you fake photos and some images. They need to show you the real stuff we went to the moon on. They have more advanced spacecraft, larger spacecraft, but the landers themselves and things are real. Notice the Indian lander is basically a copy of our landers. So things are way more advanced than people are being told. I knew people like Raymond Teague that was a mission director of communications on three of the Apollo programs. And I knew him well, you know, a good friend of mine. He even worked here for a while. That guy was 100% real, Air Force Intelligence, Vietnam. And he said 100% it was all going on. But there was a whole other backup mission and other stuff from the military that they weren't supposed to know about, but they would pick up some of the communications sometime of what was going on. And the real truth is, it wasn't Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong that were first to go there. They had a lot of volunteers, and a bunch of people died, just like the Russians had a bunch of missions that they admit are dead on the moon. I mean, there's crashed craft of dead Russians, dead Chinese, you name it. So it's so embarrassing they don't put it out there. The United States threw hundreds of missions at the moon before they got five or six in a row successful and were willing to put that on television. But then they dolled up photos and stuff because you can't bring film footage back through the Van Allen radiation belt and fries it. Now they can because it's held on digital chips. But before they couldn't. So they created all that for a PR operation. But there's definitely a giant space program. It's way bigger than the public knows.
Yeah, they've spent, you know, tens and tens of trillions of dollars just in the U.S. Like, I wonder what they've all put up there. And, of course, I think, you know, they've put weaponry up there. Even
oh, we don't think we know. I knew the head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, who, big tough guy, Air Force colonel. He's on record running it when it was a secret program right into Reagan. And he came here and he said, yeah, I'm dying of leukemia. I'll probably be dead in a week or two, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the secrets on air because they actually leaked some of them. And he said, yeah, by 1979, we had a bunch of platforms with SABO, DU, meteor guns, and at least 50 robot-controlled decapitation weapons that could kill all the world leaders in an hour. And he said, all right, I'll see you later. Got in his RV, drove off, and died 2 weeks later, just like he said he was. Tough, man. Tough guy. And, yeah, he was the real head of the program. So, yeah, we actually know what was really going on.
And, you know, like how we have in space, the space treaty with Russia and China, you know, adversary countries. You mentioned Maui and kind of linking it up there. I think we should have a similar effort for natural disasters and wildfires, where, like, how Chile calls Russia's IL-73 super water bombers to come put out their wildfires. There's no reason why those IL-73... water bombers just sit in the hangar as Hawaiians are barbecued, and however the fire started, if it was...
No, but see, that's all part of it. Exactly. Turn off the water, don't cut the trees, don't cut the power, don't put on the emergency sirens, and then the coup de grace, have the police on the main one road out that's totally fire-free, blockade them in to die. I mean, that's all confirmed now. And then they're blocking an investigation of the people they murdered. We need to know who gave the orders. Thanks for the call. All right, Dave and Trace and Titus and Kevin and Tammy and Tony and Joe. We're going to get to all of you when we come back. That'll be it for calls, though, these 8 or 9 calls that are there, because I got to spend the time on Maui and do it right, get it on record what happened, because it's... One thing to have me tell you about it, it's a whole nother ball of wax to actually be looking at what they did and the actual footage of people that got out. Because, I mean, they're backed up. The cops won't let them through. There's fire all around the cars. And then finally the cops leave and they get out because they're up in the front. The cops finally went, well, I guess I'm not going to follow orders to sit here and die. Which, again, the cops weren't in on it. Folks, they're told to go do this. Man, I tell you, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Because following orders in the face of death, when you know it's the fire's behind the people, the buildings are burning, you look and the roads are totally open to the highway, and you don't let people go through, well, what? So what if you get fired later? But you're not going to get fired. Your boss is going to go to prison. And I'll tell you, the cops that kept those people there, manslaughter, they should all spend 10 years in prison. But whoever premeditatedly ordered that needs to get hung. And that's not a vindictive thing. They murdered all those children and people. I want an investigation, I want indictments, and I want death penalty. I want those people to be executed, just like they executed those women and children. How much of this are we going to take, people? This footage coming up will make you vomit. I haven't even shown it yet. I don't even want to look at it again. I got like 6-7 videos of the fires around the cars, and the cops are stopping people. I mean, I while the emergency managers were on another island together at a hotel, yeah, pretty obvious, folks. Disgusting. All right, we're going to go to break. I need financing to fight the globalists. Plus, we've got great products you need. These are historic. They're one of a kind. We sold out of Alex Jones for President shirt. Told you, these are all limited editions now. And we have a few of the political prisoner original mugshot, which is not the real mugshot, that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76. But what we do have being printed right now is the real Trump mugshot Never Surrender t-shirt. And on the front, there's a yellow one, a gold one, and then there's a white one, a black and white one. It says Trump 2024. On the back, it says Never Surrender. That's what he said yesterday. Infowars.com. So Trump 2024 in black and white and in gold with Never Surrender on the back. And that's a designer shirt, ladies and gentlemen. High quality fabric, high quality printing. So when we're selling these for $17.76, we paid like $15 for these. So we're just selling that one almost at cost. It's almost gone. So the original limited edition political prisoner shirt that is not the accurate mugshot, something we came up with when they were originally going to do it and didn't, then we now have the real mugshot. And if you want those, they're being printed right now. Anybody tells you you've got the shirt that isn't a two-week wait, it is full of it. We put the order in this morning. They'll be done in about a week and a half. They're making them right here in Texas, and they'll be shipping out. So get your orders in now and get a piece of history, Trump 2024 in black and white, the real mugshot, Never Surrender on the back, InfoWars.com, and we have the gold one as well. I think the gold one will be the most popular, but we will see. All three shirts now available, the original ready to ship, limited edition about to sell out. And we also have a flash sale of X3, limited supply came in, and Vitamineral Fusion. Both are selling out very, very quickly, but despite that, they're 40% off. That's what finances this operation. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be back with more calls in hour number 3 and a deep dive on Maui. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.